to the EIS support, and so I'm using this behind the experiments that available for testing in several sites on BPS. Then, well, we had a few updates at the beginning of this week, of last week, in fact, for the pilot service of CREAM-C. Things are going well. Alice is up with the setup, and now FZK is testing up, or it has already set up the rack with 300 cores for the queue used by Alice on this C. We made the decision to extend the pilot until the end of August, in fact, because the activity seems to be progressing, both in the experiments front and in the monitoring tool related activity. So that's all for general news. So I would move to Gillette releases.
Okay.
Are there any questions? No.
Okay, any questions for the PPS report? No, okay.
So okay. For Gillette releases, we are, well, now in PPS, we are in the, again, at the beginning of last week, the certified version of CREAM-C. So with PPS update 33, the certified version of CREAM-C was released. Now it has to be pointed out that this version is not the same version currently in use in the CREAM pilot. It is a few steps behind, but it is actually the only one certified, and it's little behind, but it is compatible as far as the interface are concerned. It is perfectly safe to install. So we are now doing a new run of pre-deployment tests because there were slightly, so the instructions were slightly changed, but so we'll test them again, and then we won't ask the experiment to test it again, so we will put it directly in production after the pre-deployment test. After this, there is another release in preparation, update 34, which will contain the latest update of DPM and LFC, notably version 1.6.11. And also Dcache with a brand new configuration module, so there are minor changes in the Dcache engine itself, but the configuration of the module was deeply changed. So this is news for system administrators. In the meantime, the PPS sites are, after the pre-deployment test, are working on FTS, and they are deploying FTS where supported, and notably new version of MyProxy, and both of them are going over to be in the next release to production, which is scheduled for tomorrow. It will be Gillette 3.1 update 28, and it will contain also there is also Gillette Condor utils, and there was also a patch with improvements to the CE with the LCG Extra Job Manager patches, which should improve the performance on the LCG CE. The important part is here FTS and Scientific Linux 4, of course, and MyProxy for the service, for the sites that are running it.
Okay,
the full list is as usual available on the agenda.
Okay, so any questions for the upcoming releases of the middleware?
Hi, this is Clemens. I have a question about MPI support. There was this latest release that was not compatible with Torquay 2.3, and we here in Germany, Switzerland, we have only two sites supporting MPI. So I was wondering if there's a new patch coming out or something, or if apparently the documentation from last update 26, I think it was reportedly not sufficient for the site. So I was wondering when there's a new release or if any other rock sites have any experiences where they can point us to some documentation that I can point the site to.
Hey, Clemens, is there a bug for open for that? I'm sorry.
No, there's no bug open. I can ask them to submit the GIGA stick if you prefer like this.
Yes, it would be or a Savannah bug for documentation, so we can track the thing. Because I was in vacation, but I haven't heard of this issue. So.
Okay. I tell them, yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks. Any other questions for the GLite releases? No? Okay, so we'll move on. I didn't see any issues in the rock reports of this week, unless there are any of the rocks that would like to raise any issues now. Please do so.
So Nicholas, this is Jeremy. I should probably mention the thing that was directing to that just now. It was had a change in the CA hierarchy in the UK, and this has impacted quite a few users.
Okay. So, but it sounded like this is more or less, or it's being worked through, and should probably finish quite soon, the upgrade of the sites?
It's being worked through, but the problem was really to do with the communication that came from our CA, which I guess is something which other people might want to just be aware of when they do this for themselves. The problem came from the fact that we needed to change the root key some time ago. So we've been gradually moving users over to have their certificates under this new key. And then the final jump was last week. But unfortunately, the CA expired on a Friday, and the few issues come out of this over the weekend.
Okay.
One of the impacts has been against Atlas, because the UK Atlas group submitted their jobs to somebody whose certificate expired. So I think just poor communication is the lesson learned here.
Okay. Okay. So I guess that'll be any relevant procedures, etc., will be updated to try and avoid it in the future, I assume.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay, thanks for that, Jeremy. Any other rocks with any other issues they wanted to raise? Or points of information? No, okay, so we can carry on. Next item in the agenda, upcoming SRM V2 tests. And we have Constantine with us to give a quick overview of this.
Yes, we would like to introduce SRM V2 tests. And we currently have 7 of them. They use LCG utils. They don't use LFC and top-level BDII. So LCG utils are we are not registering files to LFC. We test only default path. We don't test space tokens, but this may change in the future. So tests put only one file on storage element, then they list the file, maybe get TURL, get the file back, and then delete it. Not putting each within in each test of the whole sensor, not putting each time file on the storage element and then remove it from there. So we deployed it currently on validation infrastructure, on some validation infrastructure. However, we didn't announce officially because there are a couple of bugs in the LCG utils that prevent us releasing it officially, and we are waiting them to be fixed by tomorrow's release of LCG utils and G4. But current status can be checked on some validation instance, and out of 267 results, we have 195 okay, and 72 are an error state. So you can go and check for results if you're curious about this. So basically, those are results with the problems of publishing service endpoints, SRM endpoints, and storage area paths into information system. Then LCG CP permissions and segmentation faults in LCG utils, but those we are hoping to be fixed by tomorrow's release of LCG utils. So this is basically it for SRM V2. However, we would like to introduce as well SRMV1 as a separate test, which could be a replica of SRMV2, but just slightly adjusted for SRMV1. And then, this is just for information, for people to know what we would like to introduce from ops sensors and tests from OpsVU. And so SRMV1 as a replica of SRMV2, but with slight adjustment for SRMV1. And then as we realize that there are still classic storage elements, like SE marked in GOGDB, how, we would like to introduce just pure grid FTP test, maybe using UberFTP. And this would require some actions from GOGDB and some actions on our side, like some changes in database, but not changes in the schema, but adding something into it. So this was just a message that we would like to pass.
Sorry, which are the changes required for the GOGDB?
The changes required for the GOGDB is, first of all, last week we submitted two tickets to GOGDB asking to provide clear description of service types that are currently available and clean up them as well, and clearly specify that SE in GOGDB means classic storage element and SRM means DPMD cache or storage element with SRM head node on it. So this is the basic idea. And then we move forward on our side.
Okay, so sorry, I realized that I'd not put a very descriptive name in for this item. So this is an upcoming SRMV2 test for SAM.
Yes,
I forgot to mention these are SAM tests.
On behalf of monitoring. And then apparently changes to availability calculations might be required.
Okay. So actually, do we have anybody from the GOGDB on the line? Do we have Gilles? No, okay, because I know that this issue has come up elsewhere as well, that we have, just for historical reasons, we have a mix of different types of storage elements being flagged as different things in the GOGDB. So it's probably something
we would like to clean up.
So SE really means classic SE and SRM means SRM enabled storage element.
About this distinct Atlas as maybe an issue. Since almost 1 year ago, Atlas decided to use the SE inside the SAM instead of SRM or SRM2, as reported inside the SAM again, because SE was a list that was including both SRM1 and SRM2. Since we faced, for almost 1 year, the coexistency of SRM1 and SRM2, SE, again, as said inside Atlas, inside SAM, was the intersection, the union of the two lists. So, actually, I would understand a bit better this kind of issue.
Okay.
And maybe, together with GOGDB, we should try to run a consistency check to see if all the storage source managers that are now really in production in Atlas are present in GOGDB and all the possibilities. Because what we found 1 year ago that was completely different status, of course, was a lot of inconsistencies.
And I can imagine that's still the case.
Actually, I didn't run this kind of cross-check, of consistency checks, but sure, we should run this kind of test, because we clearly should move only on the SRM2 test, only from the Atlas point of view. This should be done as soon as possible. But as usual, Atlas will test the tier of Atlas endpoints that are inside this our file. All these endpoints, we are sure that they are also inside GOGDB, since RTS can access them
without
problem. So, but we would have the full consistency.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get it consistent.
We should organize a kind of working meeting to cross-check all these things.
I think that SAMN, in fact, is the entity that has all this has got all this information because they check both the information system and so they are in the
Make the comparison and see what
just
we need to clean
detect,
up.
So but GOGDB is just to say what should be there.
Yeah.
And we also check top-level VDII to check what is there actually.
Yeah, what being published.
And I know that alarms so were raised at the level of the kick on duty when inconsistencies are detected. And now probably we need also to report a lot of them so that because now we are, so they are supposed to be treated by the kick on duty, but with
Yeah, and also, I mean, the structure of the kick on duty is changing over the next couple of years, with which will...
We probably need to collect this information at a single point.
Exactly. And it sounds like we also need input from the experiment, or we definitely need input from the experiment so that we know what the experiments expect to see and how they think the fields are being used.
I actually think it would be very useful, also because what I understood with the discussion with the some developers is that some is merging information from different sources like the VDII and GOGDB, and then only if the sites are all correctly published in the correct place, then it will be possible to test them. That wasn't always the case for some of the SRM and Point of Atlas. That's why we decided to move on the SE test. I'm not saying that we shouldn't push the site to publish correctly in the information system and so on, but we had a lot of inconsistencies.
Yeah.
So it was working.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's more expedient to use your own list and
To merge all these lists, but I would be sure that SAM contains all the information.
Yeah.
Because if the information is not inside SAM, then we cannot test and we cannot publish it.
Yeah.
Actually, we could test, but we cannot publish it.
My question is about criticality. So we have 7 tests, but where could we discuss the criticality for the test on production?
So we can do that at the SA1 coordination meeting.
The procedure is published to discuss.
Okay. If you know, could you send me a link?
Yes.
But was that to discuss it, or was that what to do once it was decided?
To decide if the tests were critical or not.
Okay. We'll check, because I thought that was just once we decided it was, we wanted it critical, I thought that was the process to make it critical.
Because it will affect availability.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
This is more or less what they want.
Well, no. Actually, I think the process you mean is the process of changing the criticality of the test or
There's a process that starts at the point that the decision is made. We want this test to be critical, or we suggest this test should be critical.
No, the one I have in mind is
before
there
that.
Is a new test.
Okay.
We need to decide if it's going to be critical or not.
We should pick that up. So we should use that if we've got it. Okay. Okay, so do we have any other questions on the SRM V2, SRM V1 test for SAM, or the general issue of how the GOGDB is, so the SE and SRM fields are being, or node types are being used? Any questions on any of this stuff? No? Okay, so I guess what we can do is discuss with Sam about how we can reconcile these lists, how we can figure out where the problems are, and also speak with the experiments to make sure that before we change anything, that is what the experiments are happy with.
Yeah, now I don't see if there are also CMS or LCB or Alice that could have similar problems.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that. Actually, I don't think about storage element. But surely for Atlas, we'll be ready.
Yeah. Okay. And we'll also, we'll follow up to decide which of these tests we think should be critical. Okay. Thanks, Constantine. So let's move on. Next point, experience of countries and regions with the WMS. So this was a discussion point raised by the UK ROC. So in the UK, UK Ireland, they're trying to understand when they should move to relying on the WMS and how many they might require. So they're looking to ask the various countries and regions that are using the WMS in production, what sort of experiences they've had and how many they're using for a given number of sites, I guess, given number of CEs. There's a little bit of background information on the agenda from a Grid PP meeting. So it basically just describes the situation in the UK and some problems they've seen and their general feeling of how well the WMS is fulfilling its role. So I don't know, do you want me to hand over to you, Jeremy, to ask the questions?
I think you've pretty much asked the questions, Nick, but I mean, it seems that whenever we've implemented a WMS, whether it be at RAL or one of the other sites, we tended to have problems after a short time, and the latest one was last week, and we never really understand the underlying problems, so we don't know how to report them often, because like the instance last week, we had problems with throughput, but then it recovered, and we don't really understand what happened. I mean, it could be, for example, that there's a problem with the database getting too large. So we were really just trying to figure out whether other regions were having similar problems, but also that was an SL3 version, and we know that there were bugs with that, so we want to move to SL4. We've got instances in the UK. They seem to work when you test them, and we've got job loads, for example, Imperial, that show that they can handle 20 to 30,000 jobs a day. But what we don't know is how they really work in production and whether people are seeing issues with the SL4 version, for example. And there must be experiences out there in the other countries and regions.
Okay, so
can I give you some updates for South Asia regarding WMS, which may help you? The 3.0 version needed to be rebooted every once in a while, every couple of days. 3.1 seems to be more stable, the SL4 version, that is. In general, it's a good idea to separate the LB service from the WMS service.
Sure, we do that. Yeah.
But besides that, we were really not happy with how the thing is going. But we managed to do another trick, which is we created a round robin DNS for them. A couple of them have in Greece, which is a short trick which can do some load balancing, which is easier for the UEs to play around. And the trick behind it is that each WMS knows its official full name, so it replies back the job ID with the full name, not the alias we have. So from then onwards, the user keeps on communicating with one WMS only. And this proves to be a bit quite useful, and it makes the whole service more reliable.
So in terms of the ones you got deployed, how many are you round robin against? Is it like three or?
Sorry?
How many are you load balancing against?
How many WMS we have now, or you?
Yeah. WMS.
We have two in Greece and one more in Serbia.
And the reliability?
We're mostly using the ones in Greece as a production service, and the other one is mostly used for certification and things like that. And the two of them seem to be quite reliable, but we are planning to install one more to provide some more availability.
So, Kostas, how many machines do you have in each round robin instance?
At this point, we are installing a new WMS which is going to separate LB and WMS, so it's two machines. The other ones are single machines, so it's four machines. During next week, it will be four machines in total.
Okay.
In general, it's something that WMS will have lots of memory and big fast disks.
Okay.
That's what we've seen. It tends to consume its memory a lot.
Yeah, I've heard that it's very memory hungry. Okay.
It seems not to be releasing memory at all, so it's a 3.0 version, which we have more experience with it. It never released the memory at all. 3.1 seems to be doing fairly better than the previous one, but it's too soon to say.
Okay.
How quickly does the database grow with 3.1?
Sorry, what was that?
How quickly is the database growing under 3.1?
I really cannot comment on that yet. So far, it's going well, but it's not. We haven't really tested it really extensively to give you some feedback.
Okay, thanks. It's useful. Are there any other regions that have also deployed WMS and have feedback?
Yeah, here from Germany, Switzerland, we had seen a lot of the sandbox directories, also the bar partitions, they grow up very quickly, and we advised everybody to put them on a separate partition. We had a lot of problems also that the resource broker just stopped working because of corrupted input FL file, something like this. And these separate partitions, they are quite large, something like in 150 giga or so. And then it seems to work fairly well, but still we have something like one resource broker for 3,000 jobs or so. So we also use DNS round robin. For LHC experiments, for example, we have something like 7 RBs plus 7 logging and bookkeeping servers, and this seems to scale now.
Which version are you talking about here, where you talk about having this number?
The latest, the 3.1 on SL4.
I mean, presumably Nick CERN has some experience as well deploying this in production. Has the load been acceptable there?
Does CERN have about WMS?
Oh, right. Okay, sorry. I didn't catch that. Now, unfortunately, we don't have the service managers with us here. I was trying to get in touch with them before the meeting. I sent them an email. I was hoping they might turn up, but unfortunately not. But I can ask them to give you a written feedback, if that's okay, Jeremy.
Yeah, that would be very useful. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any other regions or countries that can give the UK any feedback on the WMS? No? Okay. Actually, I've got one other question. How long is running the 3.1 SL4 WMS Southeast?
A couple of weeks, Monday.
A couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks, okay. Okay, so, if we've got no other feedback from any of the other regions, I'll ask the CERN service managers to give you some feedback as well, Jeremy.
I think it would be a good idea to, collect all this feedback and send it to JRA1 to say, this is what we get. How can we improve this service, as it's critical?
Yeah, I'm just wondering how we best do that. I mean, because if it's too vague, then nothing will get fixed. Nothing will change, but... Because, I mean, as Jeremy pointed out, it's when these things are tested, and I mean, the problem is the test beds we can create are just don't reproduce the environment of the production system.
Well, can we ask every rock to send one paragraph, for example, to me? I'm doing the minutes today. This is John. If each rock sends one paragraph describing the status that they see, then we can just consolidate it, and A, it'll give Germany a better picture, and B, if there's sufficient information, we can forward it to Jerry.
Yeah.
Just a question.
Okay.
Is the working group to report feedback from the sites to EG in general, one led by Alessandra, Forti, and then...
Okay, the site representative...
Still alive?
I think so, I'm not sure. Do we have any of the site representatives on the phone? I think they still exist. So we can... We should also ask them to get involved.
We should ask James. I think he's in a closer contact.
Okay.
With them.
Yeah, we should get them. Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Get them to follow this up. Okay. Any other questions on this one?
It's not a question, but it's an observation. You also posted it in the report. There's an interesting Savannah bug that Stephen Burke pointed out about Yamseen being able to configure UIs to work with service discovery. it would be interesting to know more about what's going on there.
Yes, indeed. I know this was something I asked Steve Trannan about just a couple of weeks, or well, 3 weeks ago, I guess now. So I'll, yes, unfortunately he's not here with us in the meeting, but I'll ask him again and find out what's happening here, because I know he was involved in this, trying to get the service discovery working. So, yes, we'll get an update and report back on this next week.
And I guess there's also an underlying question about use of RB versus WMS, because I know LHCb, for example, still rely on Dirac2, which uses the RBs and not WMS. So,
yeah, actually, so, I mean, one thing is that I'm not 100% sure of this, but I have a vague recollection that the RB support for the RB is actually reduced or being withdrawn or had been withdrawn. I'll check on that as well.
I don't know what's the official state, but de facto we haven't received any patch for the RB for months.
Yes, exactly. I can't remember seeing an RB patch for a very long time. I've got a sneaky suspicion it's in a status where only security patches are issued.
If I remember correctly, the last one was before Christmas holiday.
So I'll check, but I'm pretty sure that the RB is now only partially supported. Basically, only security issues are dealt with. I think there are no there's no development or other bug fixing going on as far as I know. But I'll check that and we can report back next week. Any other questions? Okay, so we'll move on to WLCG. Issues coming from the ROC reports. Again, I didn't see any. Although I could have missed any, so if any of the ROCs do have WLCG issues they want to raise, please do so now. Okay, so we'll move on. Endpoints for the STM service at Tier 1 site. So some time ago I think there was a request just to find out if the Tier 1s did have an STM in place, and we got the feedback on that and it was generally very positive. But now there's a request to know the actual STM endpoints. I think a couple of the tier ones did give this information in the first round of questions, but it was only a couple. So first of all, there's a request: can all of the tier ones please provide? So send it to the list, or send it to myself, John Shade, and we'll put a list together. But provide the FTM endpoints that they have. Now, this is obviously we can do this in the first instance, but we don't want to maintain this list manually. So what we need to do is figure out how we can keep this list up to date without every few months having to ask everybody to send us some emails. Now, I was also hoping that we'd have one of the FTS development team here, but we don't. So I think maybe we need to take this discussion offline. But anyway, the request still stands. If the Tier 1s can send in the endpoints for the FTMs, that would help initially, and then we'll follow up with how to automate the maintenance of that list. Any questions? No. Okay, so WLCG service interventions. The only one I came across was that PIC will have a scheduled downtime on the 5th of August, which is what, a week and a half or something like that, from 8... eight Central European summertime, which is UTC plus two, eight in the morning till eight in the evening. The SRM and CE services will be down for a DCache upgrade and the PBS master migration respectively. So you can see the details, a few more details on the agenda page, but that's the only intervention I have or I noticed. Do any of the tier ones, or, well, in fact, do any of the sites have any significant interventions over the next couple of weeks that they'd like to announce now?
Hi, Nick. Ral is taking our caster down tomorrow for a migration of one of the databases and an upgrade to the name server for CUPV. So that's tomorrow, basically all day.
All day, okay. Okay, thanks. Any of the other sites? Okay, So we'll move on. Next point, WLCG operational review. Is there anything, Harry? We have Harry with us. Anything to highlight?
New Caster patch level just come out. So people should look at the baseline services.
Right. Okay.
And you can see there's some dcache stuff coming.
Okay. So. We've got some detail on that later on the agenda, so we'll hit that. Then anything else of note to bring up or business as usual?
There's a problem with Atlas and an OSG side, but let's do that.
Okay, so we'll move on to the individual, well, it says reports, but it's just a slot for each of the experiments to bring up any points they want to bring up. So we'll start with Alice. Do we have anybody from Alice on the line? No, okay, so we move on to Atlas. Was there anything?
Hi, this is Alessandro speaking. There is nothing special from Atlas. As mentioned by Harry, there are the reports coming from each morning, each daily meeting at 3 o'clock. Here we would thank you, Giga Developer, that implemented the team ticket and the alarm tickets. Atlas tested it during and started in using them since 1 week, more or less. And we are in the phase of trying to understand if we would have some small tuning from GIGAS. One of the things that has been noticed, but as I said, we are still in our first phase of using of these team tickets in particular, tickets and other tickets, is that it's very difficult, if not impossible, to list all the alarm tickets if you are not one of the four persons that are allowed to put these alarm tickets. Maybe in search there is a possibility, but we were not able to find it. Okay, there is Diane here that is already answering to my question. So, okay, we will, as I said, we try to go deeper in this kind of things, but hopefully Diane will help us in these more details. And then it was just about you guys. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Anything else from any other Atlas people that might be on the phone? No, okay, so anything from CMS, any points that CMS want to raise? No, okay, anybody from LHCB on the phone? Okay, so we'll move on. So there are a couple of items that will be pretty much standing items on the agenda to distribute information. So, first to do with storage services, the first one recommended baseline versions. So there's a link there that you can go to, and it gives you all of the recommended baseline versions for storage. Hopefully we'll get a similar link for computing, for the field of network services. Actually, this was something that came up to. Where did this come up? An SCM recently? Anyway, so we'll follow up and get this for the rest of the Midwest services. The second point, storage services, so updates. Actually, I've just realized there should also be a link on this item, so I'll put it onto the agenda, and you can follow, basically it's just points of information that may be useful to the world at large to do with storage services. So the first of these for this week, dcache announced version 180. Stroke 16, probably available in around a month's time, and there's a list there of the improvements it contains. So it has some quite significant improvements that will be important for some of the experiments. So that's in the pipeline, expected time of arrival around 1 month or so. So this is just a heads up, just information. Second point, there's a new caster. Information provider compliant with the decision taken by the Dynamic Megatables Working Group. So this is basically to do with getting accurate information published from the site into the information system regarding their storage. Now, I don't know, do you know, Harry?
And CPUs.
And CPUs. Okay, so this is covering both. Do, are these available now, or is this being worked on? Is this work in progress?
They are not being worked on, but close.
But close, okay. Okay.
Part of the enhancements to the glue schema.
Ah, right, okay. Okay, so maybe within the next week, we'll be seeing something going through. Okay, so any question on this?
Essentially, it's a set of scripts that we will run to pull information.
Okay. Okay, because I think this will, yeah, I mean, this is something...
We will announce this when we start doing it. It'll be, I think, the third week of August is the schedule.
Okay. Because I know that there are, so certainly for the computing side of things, this will be very useful. It may spawn more work.
Yes.
But it'll be very useful.
I'm sure it will.
This is something...
It will certainly spawn validation.
Well, exactly, because we know that there are issues.
We will start publishing what we think you've got.
Yeah, exactly.
You tell us that we're wrong.
Yeah.
And why we're wrong.
Exactly, because I know that at the moment, and this has been worked on in parallel as well, it's not always clear exactly what values should be published into which fields, etc. So if this drives through and gets everybody on the same footing, then it can only be a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, okay, so let's move on. OSG items. I didn't see any tickets for discussion, but that doesn't mean there aren't any, it just means I couldn't find the report. We don't have Maria, I think she's on holiday. But Harry, you mentioned...
Well, yeah, I don't have anybody there to listen, but at the Daily Atlas meeting it was reported that an important Tier 2 site for Atlas has disappeared from the list of OSG BDIIs that we look at. This is AGLT2.
Okay. Do we have anybody from OSG on the line?
Okay, we'll take it up offline. But it looks to us as though there was a change in the layout of this list of OSG sites on the 17th of July. And either that site has disappeared or our interpretation of the file has changed. So we'll follow that up offline.
Okay. Okay, yeah, so I guess it's holiday.
But it's fairly urgent.
So we'll keep chasing that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so next item, review of action items. Let me just get this on the list up. And here we go. Item 210, description, the following issue reported by Rob France. So this was to do with the version of Python that came bundled with the UART. I followed up on this. I asked SA3, who builds the tarballs, about this, and they said they are looking into bringing out a version with, several versions of the tarball, so one for each of the different configurations. So for different versions of Python or different Python libraries. At the moment, however, there is only one version of the tarball, therefore it has a fixed version of the Python libraries. I'm assuming, do you have anybody from France Rock on the line?
Yeah, Nick, Pierre speaking.
Yeah. So I'm guessing that it was the tarballs rather than the RPM installation.
I think this is both of them.
For both?
Yeah, because this is under the external packages.
Okay.
So... I didn't understand what you mean. Do you mean that the proposal is to install different version of the library, the Python library?
So actually, what I'm doing is I'm just trying to find the email that I got back from SA3.
Okay.
Sorry, so it's taking a little while, but hopefully we'll get there. Just so I can give you exactly what their response was.
Okay.
All right, okay, let me see if I can find...
Can we move on to the next thing? And you just put that out.
Unfortunately, this is the...
Oh, that's the only one?
That's the only one.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, I'll do this offline because it may take too long. I'll dig out the reply, the response I got from SA3 and send it. I'll post it to the action list. I'll update the action list with it, and I'll also send it to you, to the France Rock directly.
Thank you.
And then of course, if you want to continue, I won't close the action item, so we can wait until next week's meeting. If you're happy with it, fine, we'll close it. If not, we can continue the discussion.
I will be on vacation.
Okay. So whenever you're back, we'll continue the discussion.
Close it while he's away.
That'll just be me. Okay, now why isn't this? So I think that's the only open action item. Unless anybody has an action item that they think we should be addressing? Nope. Okay, so on to AOB. Any other business from anybody? Nope. Okay, so I think we're in the holiday season. Things are moving very quickly, meeting-wise. Unfortunately, it means a lot of people aren't on the phone. Okay, we'll continue, though. We will be having the next meeting. We'll be next week at the same time. So we'll see you all then. We'll speak to you all. Thanks, then. Bye.
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 Bye. Zo gezegd, geen bommetje.